not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Good morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for May 18th. It's Armed Forces Day, International Museum Day, No Dirty Dishes Day, and Visit Your Relatives Day. Birthdays today, former WWWF Tag Team Champion with Tony Parisi, Gino Brito is 72, and he's still out there. WWE Hall of Famer, Superfly Jimmy Snuka is 70.
Wow. Really?
He looks great for 70. And the Blue Meanie, Brian Heffern, is 40 today. Well, say happy birthday to them if you bump into them. You may not. But happy birthday, guys. The Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria of Palmer's Food Service and Don's Delight Empire Culver. Join us tomorrow night for WWE's Extreme Rules pay-per-view at Salvatore's with the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. We'll be hosting it. We'll have some prizes and drink specials all night long. And that's, don't forget, tomorrow, WWE's Extreme Rules pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. And actually, I've got some swag I brought back from WrestleMania that I'm going to be giving away tomorrow. So a little extra, incentive to come out.
Swag meaning free stuff or swag meaning swagger? My least favorite word in the world.
He's got Jack Swagger in his trunk.
The concussion maker.
Yeah.
No, I guess I'm not going to say what, but it is from WrestleMania and, from when I was down there. So come out tomorrow night and join us. It's 149 East Ridge Road. Starts at 8 o'clock. Get there early. WWE's Extreme Pay-Per-View Rules Pay-Per-View at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. Also, Niagara Falls Comic Con is happening June 8th and 9th at the Scotiabank Convention Center. More than 100,000 square feet of exhibitors, movie screenings, celebrities, and more. Come meet Adam West, Lou Ferrigno, Mick Foley, Ted DiBiase. The Nasty Boys are going to be there.
Corey Feldman's going to be there.
Tommy the Green Ranger or the White Ranger, depends which day you want to go.
Yeah.
He's going to be green one day and white the next day.
Wow. Yeah. Joey Jeremiah from Degrassi Junior High is going to be there.
How do you know that?
I've been on their website.
Okay. That's right. Go to www.nfcomiccon.
That's for all you Canadians out there,
nfcomiccon.com for more information, and you can win tickets later on the show. Keep listening. It's June 8th and 9th, and you have to have either a passport or an enhanced ID because it's on the other side of the bridge from here. But keep on listening. If you swim really fast. Yeah, if you swim. We have a packed show today. We really got a lot to cover. I want to introduce the cast and crew first before we get too far. Mr. Artis looks like he brought us presents this morning.
No, actually, that's just radio equipment from the Amherst playoff appearance that I had to return today.
Well, nice to see you this morning.
There's no food or anything. I'm sorry.
We're going to talk about where you were yesterday in a little bit. Sitting to your left, to my radio right, it's Jay-Z. 2 weeks in a row. I think it's a new record.
I think it's a new record. But lest the listeners think I'm not here some weeks when you don't hear me, it's because I'm performing my duties here on the show in American Sign Language.
Oh, I was going to say, and as the official mime of the show.
Yes.
Hot tub of love. Oh.
Yes, and speaking of that,
it's all right. It's comfortable.
There is one person who's there this week, but it's not the guy I'm going to introduce next. It's Danger Boy. Good, welcome back. Hey, you weren't here last week, but you were the last 2 weeks in the hot tub of love.
I'm pruned up. It's really bad.
Yeah, well, do you make sure Dan Cole cleans it out because DC's there this week.
He always leaves a mess.
We got a lot to talk about. We got two big guests on the show coming up in the next segment. We have Danny Doring, who's going to be in Rochester today for NWA New York's 10th anniversary show, Anniversary Anarchy, which is tonight. And you do not want to miss it because he's not the only guest who's coming in who's also going to be on the show. And we will talk to two guests today. Next segment, Danny Doring, and I'll leave the last one to a surprise. But I'll give you a hint. Just a little hint. And
I feel like this will be a big hint.
If I could, yeah, you're right. Because if I could sound like Paul Heyman, I would do it very well then. Mm. I won't do it.
Playing Scrabble at home, the letters E, R, G, and O is the word that he's thinking of. Rearrange
Scrabble?
It.
Scrabble?
Oh, words with friends.
If you get
he makes a sham.
No.
he makes a shampoo.
Really? Ogre?
Nerds! It's a guy who makes a shampoo, right? Yeah, that's his first name.
Forget what? Never Wait. Mind. Gore no. Vidal.
Oops.
That's Vidal Sassoon,
no,
sir.
But his first name is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought Gore Vidal was a director.
I have no idea. Nevertheless, let's...
Suave?
We got to do some news first before we get too far. And the news is, well, the Artiste, last weekend, you were trapped in Niagara Falls because you went to a show where Hurricane Helms was, as well as...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Lockport.
Yeah. Who else was there? Hurricane Helms.
Goldust. And Michael Elgin. That was a good show. There was a main event match involving Goldust and Johnny Puma and Freddie Midnight as a tag team. And Freddie Midnight kept, like, giving Goldust a little hug and then a little butt grab, and the crowd was going nuts for it. they probably had close to 1,000 people there,
was
too.
Was he wearing the thong tights he
has?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Looks similar to that Ed Delaney character from local.
I've heard of that guy before, the brother of the guy from that was in ECW, right?
Yeah.
I hear about that. And also, but yeah,
it's
and so and
striking
then,
resemblance.
Yeah. And then interesting, yeah, big time. They all look like each other, don't they? You know, all the brothers. Bit. Nevertheless, last night.
Oh, kayfabe on the show.
What's kayfabe?
Last night you were at 2CW.
Yeah, and I don't know where I was. Groversville.
Do they? How many headlights does or not headlights? How many stoplights do they have in this town?
It's actually a nice town, but we got lost 3 times on the way to the venue.
I heard that you had a little competition of listening to the Bella.
How many did
Bella
you go
theme?
Through?
So we had I'll try to explain this quickly. There was a bet in the car that we started in Rochester and put the Bella Twins theme song on repeat until somebody tapped out. And there was a little bit of a wager there on the line. And, of course, both of us had too much pride. Super Beast was the other person involved in this bet. We had too much pride. Neither one would tap out. So nobody won or nobody lost the bet.
Well, everybody lost.
I think everybody lost.
Wait. So you listened to that song over and over again until you got to the show?
From Rochester to Gloversville, including getting lost twice on the way to the venue. That song is 3 minutes and 47 seconds long, and we listened to it 51 consecutive times.
Wow. Were you allowed to turn it down and talk at least while it was on?
We talked over it.
Okay.
But, because you can look, but you can't touch. I will not get that out of my head for probably 8 years. It was the dumbest idea ever. But
I wish I had known that you were going to do that before that. I would have brought it with me.
Oh, man.
I'm so glad
you didn't.
Last night, you got to see Terry Funk as well as
Kevin Steen
was there.
Spike Dudley. And the best part was it was kind of the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame show, so everywhere I was walking, I accidentally hit Wendy Richter in the face with a door when I opened it. I turned around, Tito Santana's there.
Cool.
Dick the Destroyer. Everybody.
Dick Byer was there.
Oh, yeah. All sorts of, I mean, Dominic DiNucci, just everywhere you looked, there was Larry Sharp walking around. And it was a great show, but yeah, Terry Funk was awesome. Just... Him and Kevin Steen brawled a little bit, which is fantastic. And
he wrestled?
It wasn't an official match. I guess it kind of turned into a tag match from ring announcing, but him and Steen just brawled on the outside. They brawled to the actual outdoors and came back in. And then Terry Funk just kind of in the locker room afterwards was telling some great stories.
Let me tell you something, son.
I
talked to him on the phone before. I talked about all night long.
He
like
was
that.
Hilarious.
Down on the double cross there.
He told us at one point he was going to test out some of his jokes for tonight because he's inducting Dick Murdoch into the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame in Amsterdam tonight. So he had some, if you're out in that area, Amsterdam, Albany, Groversville, wherever out there, check that out. Because there was some hilarious stuff. I was crying. I was laughing so hard.
Man, it sounds like you are just a man on a move. You know, you get rid of hockey season and you turn back into the wrestling fan.
All right. I have free time now.
We got a couple minutes we got before we break because we got to get our guests on. But I want to talk about some news real quick before we get too far. Did you hear about the big cuts at NXT yesterday?
Yeah, there was a couple that I saw. But
they
I
cut didn't... 7 people off of NXT. And the thing is some of them you might remember, like Derek Bateman. Sakamoto, who was with Tensai for a while. Percy Watson, remember he had them goofy glasses?
Showtime, Percy Watson.
Yeah, and a couple other people. Briley Pierce, who is the brother of Ziggler.
Yep.
Yeah, he was cut, as well as Brandon Travern, a girl named Ayana, who was a Russian girl, who was an MMA fighter, who actually broke her arm and has been recuperating. And someone named Audrey Marie. They are all let go by NXT, but they're also bringing a bunch of people into NXT, so...
kind of, you know, I get a little scared when I hear things like that, but I just know that our guy down there is doing very well. So
yeah, he is holding a championship belt in his hand.
They're not going to drop him while he's got the title.
So, some other news real quick. This is a guy, powerlifter Adam Big Country Sure. Now, his name is Big Country, so you got to be careful of that guy.
Uh-oh.
But
he's got a hard-headed, a great punch.
Yeah, he reportedly signed a deal with the WWE. He at the Arnold Classic earlier this year, Shear told RXMuscle.com that he was negotiating with WWE, and what they were offering was way better than what strongman competitions pay. But unfortunately, he suffered a bicep injury at the Arnold Classic, but he's a huge guy, and I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, if he can make it or not.
Him and Mark Henry.
There's a bunch of people getting signed now to, you know, what we were talking about right before we went on the air. There was
Sammy Callahan.
Sammy Callahan's on the verge of
pre-signed medical.
Yeah, they're going through some stuff. And there's a whole bunch of guys that are, you know, but they're also opening up a new training facility down in Florida, which is going to expand, allow them to have a lot more people down there, too. So, you know what? We ought to go to break, get it out of the way right now. Well, one last thing before break. WWE is advertising both locally and on television for a Bret Hart Appreciation Night, which is scheduled to take place on May 27th episode of Raw from Calgary. WWE published a story on Appreciation Night on their website. The Bret Hart Appreciation Night episode, like I said, is going to be May 27th. The interesting thing is Shawn Michaels is going to be there. Well, they've been getting along lately.
Oh, yeah, they're buddies now.
Yeah, and I said, Michaels, who's been, you know, actually, Michaels is doing a run the weekend before with WWE before he goes there. So it's going to be interesting to see what they're going to do. You know, Bret Hart, he's going to be in his hometown. Are they going to humiliate him? Or is it just going to be, you know, a heartfelt issue? That's a question.
There'll be hugs, I'm sure.
You know, Brett's, I guess he's had a knee replacement recently, and he's having a hard time getting around. So he may have a hard time getting around there. But we got to go to break. We got to get Danny Doering on the flip side. If you have any questions for him, 222-1280, star 1280. You are listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK. Everybody, Fandango.
Because if you don't do it to me, I'm going to do it to you.
We lost complete control.
You think?
Yeah. That was back in like the sixth segment tonight.
We take that as a compliment.
It should be. Keegs actually figured out a way to tell you two apart.
You don't have to tell us. Let me have two guesses on that.
Two?
I don't know.
Or it's about two.
You're right.
It's up to Keegs.
Well, let's talk about the two in the ring right now.
Hello, all you fine ladies out there. This is Danny Doering from Extreme Championship Wrestling, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. See, I told you, the king knows the difference between those two girls.
He really call one of them bigger this time.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I don't want to talk about the Bellas.
All right, welcome back to the Pain Clinic.
You keep on the stars above.
He's in therapy now.
Welcome. I need to be.
Pain Clinic
51 times.
It's like Guantanamo Bay in that car.
The Pain Clinic is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Flight Empire at Culver. Join us tomorrow night for WWE's Extreme Rules pay-per-view. It starts at 8 o'clock at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. We'll be hosting it. We'll have prizes and drink specials all night long. That's tomorrow night, WWE's Extreme Rules pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. And we've got a special guest on the line right now, and he's going to be doing something tonight. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Joining us today, joining us right now, this very minute, is former ECW and WWECW wrestler who will be in town tonight at the NWA New York's 10th Anniversary Anarchy Show. Let's welcome Dastardly Danny Doering back to the Pain Clinic. Thank you so much for the time today, Danny.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me once again, fellas. It's been too long.
It has been a while. When's the last time you were up in the Rochester area?
I think about a year ago, maybe, if not more. It might even be more. I'm not really even sure, to be honest.
Very cool. Now, you're coming to our fair city to help NWA New York celebrate 10 years running here with the Anniversary Anarchy tonight. What does NWA New York mean to you? Because I know you had a lot of dealings with them.
I mean, through the years, I can honestly tell you it's been an amazing place for me to go. It's probably, definitely the best fed indie fed that I've worked for. And in regards to everybody up there, the crowds love it, the people get it, and the locker room, probably the most respectful locker room I've ever been around, outside of Extreme Championship Wrestling, of course. I really do. I really love those guys. I every time I go up there, they always roll out the red carpet for me. So I appreciate them very much.
Now, Danny, obviously you've seen a lot of different territories in indie wrestling, things like that. I guess just talk to what a credit it is to Mike Rosario and everybody there that to keep an independent wrestling federation around for a full decade. We don't see that too often.
You don't. I mean, if you think about it, even ECW didn't even make it a full decade, really. For him to do what he's done for Western New York he should definitely be commended and respected for that alone. Because I mean, it's not easy to run an indie show from month to month, from year to year, and to do it for a whole decade is quite an accomplishment and a tremendous feather under his cap. I tip mine to him.
You know, he should also, you know, he mentioned that, I've said this before, he should be in the New York, Rochester, New York Wrestling Hall of Fame there, which is something that you're going to be going into tonight, which is very, very exciting. There's not a lot of people in there, but, I want to say welcome. We all have smoking jackets and, long cigarette filters on our cigarettes there as we're or drinking our sherry. So, and welcome to the club, sir.
Thank you very much. And like you said, and again, you're absolutely right. Mike Rosario should be rewarded for his efforts, and he should be right there with me. Like I said, and for me to a lot of people will look at it as just another accolade, but it actually does mean something to me. Like I said, if it wasn't for the guys that I've worked with and the guys that have been in that locker room and the guys that have taken a liking to me and have picked my brain and I've shared with through the years, I don't think it would have been possible. So, I mean, for me to be there is just as much as to do with them as to do with me. I'm just an extension of who they are, and I'm glad that they love having me up there, and I'm glad to be back. And this accomplishment I share with that whole locker room.
Danny, I want to go back in time a little bit here for a second. We all know that Taz as the announcer, a lot of people, just fans within the last few years. And then in his day, he was the baddest wrestler in ECW. What was he like to train with? Because you trained with him, right?
Him and Perry Saturn, and mostly. And, of course, Bubba Ray Dudley and D-Von and Cronus and Tommy Dreamer and Little Guido and a bunch of guys stopped by during all that time. So, I mean, it was amazing. And I got to do a little bit with Taz recently during his he redid his wrestling dojo, finishing camp, Team Taz Dojo up in Long Island, and I got to go out there a couple of times and work with his guys. And it was a great thing that he was doing there for a while. They have been doing anything lately, but it's been a great run. And to be there originally, I mean, like I said, it's two different people, so it's hard to compare that man now to who he is today, because back then he had to be a trainer and he had to be tough and he had to be a lot of things. And now me and him have more of a personal vibe when I do talk to him. So it's more of I don't have to wash my P's and Q's around, so to speak. Back then I was scared to say anything.
I know I would be too. I mean, some of the old, you remember the old Taz before his injuries and stuff. And he was, he was that badass that we saw on TV, and grumpy dude all the time too, I hear. So, kudos to you to surviving the House of Hardcore there. I mean, that it's definitely thumbs up. Now, one thing, do you and Roadkill still have those ECW tag titles since you technically were the last ones?
I don't know what Roadkill did with his. I don't really speak to him. But I do know I have my, mine is proudly hidden in a vault somewhere, depths and somewhere I will not say. But yes, technically it is in my possession.
Do you have any thoughts on?
Don't come trying to break into my house, anybody, because you're not going to find it.
No, we want to find the Danny Doring puppet if we're going to break in.
Yeah, it's like the Al Capone's safe.
I will. We will not. We're not even sure where you're from, really. No. But you know, I was going to mention a lot of. There's so much people in love with the image and the memories of ECW, and everyone's throwing all these ECW reunions and stuff together. You know, you had the Extreme Rising with Shane Douglas running that, and I don't know what happened, but it kind of fell apart, I think. You were involved in that, and you know, and then you had Tommy Dreamer's House of Hardcore, which is still going on, and then you know, even TNA went as far as to run a ECW reunion style pay per view. Why weren't you involved with that with TNA?
I think the TNA thing was more they wanted a Danny Doring and Roadkill, or they didn't want anything at all. Roadkill at that time wasn't interested in doing it whatsoever. For whatever reason, I don't really know if it was personal, if he just didn't like TNA people, if he just didn't feel like working, because I know his neck was injured, so it's very possible he didn't want to risk it at that time also. But his reasons are his own, and he didn't want to do it. Therefore, they didn't want me by myself. They wanted us as a duo. And that's all there is to it. There's really no big brouhaha over it. It was just one of the things. And again, I don't take that kind of stuff personally. And if you're trying to run an ECW nostalgia show with Danny Doring without Roadkill, you know what I mean? So it's one of those things, and from what I understand, Tommy did a great job with it, and it was probably one of the better pay-per-views or better financially done pay-per-views, as they made more money on it than a lot of others. So, you know, that's another feather in the cap of Tommy Dreamer, whether people want to give him the credit or not. I know he won't take it because that's not Tommy, but you know, I think Tommy had a lot to do with a lot of things for a lot of guys, and again, he gets my utmost respect as well.
And you worked his House of Hardcore show, right? The one that last year?
Yes. Yeah,
and
I did.
He's got another one coming up just another month or so. Are you going to work at that one, too, in Philly?
I am not officially booked on that said show. I have a feeling I'll be definitely in the neighborhood, as wrestlers like to say. I was just in the neighborhood stopping by. So, yeah, we'll see what happens with that. But, yeah, the first show was just tremendous. It was great. That locker room was amazing. Everybody there, that locker room came to work because people respect Tommy and people want to work for Tommy. And I think that's a lot of difference between a lot of other places where people want to go and just pick up a paycheck. I think Tommy Dreamer is one of the most, generally globally respected wrestlers, around.
Oh,
so I think people want to work for him and work hard for him. And I was upset too, because I thought that our match, could have been a lot better. We basically mostly called half of it in the ring because we were arguing the whole time in the back. So we weren't stretched out. We had nothing called. We basically called most of it in the ring, and it really frustrated me, because I thought that we could have had a lot better match than we had. Not to say that it was horrible, but just to say that I wasn't happy with it. On my meter, it was a 4 out of 10, and I wasn't happy with it. But then again, I'm a big critic of myself, so I get a little hard on people. But yeah, it was great. I loved being there. Great crowd, great locker room. Tommy is the man.
You can make up for it when you stop by, you know, in June.
yes, sir.
Yeah, all right. One last thing I want to ask you before we let you go, and I appreciate the time this morning. Any thoughts? You worked with Paul Heyman, and now you're seeing him on WWE as a on-air thing. You have any thoughts about what he's doing with WWE right now? Would you let you know? I mean, he's the kind of guy that he's satisfied with the position he's in with WWE right now, or do you think he has maybe aspirations of doing more creative stuff in the future?
You know, I like I said, I mean, to on a personal level, the man disgusts me. He's the highest form of, I mean, if he's not the devil, he makes the devil blush. But to be honest, I don't think he's, I don't know if he'll ever be content with who he or what he is. I think he's always going to have aspirations of having, you know, more creative control, especially over that product. I think the reason why he turned down that TNA deal, I think a few years ago, was because I don't think he didn't think he would have full control, but if he got more creative control within the WWE, which is to most people known as the show, I think he would definitely take that and take that ball and run with it. I don't see why he wouldn't. That's what he likes to do. That's who he is. That's what he's good at.
Very cool. Well, I appreciate the time today. Tonight we see Danny Doering at the NWA New York's 10th Anniversary Anarchy at the Eagles Club, 1200 Buffalo Road in Gates. Show starts at 6 p.m. Doors open at 5:30. Tickets, you can get them at the door. And Danny goes into the Hall of Fame tonight, which is we're very excited for. Danny, thank you so much for the time, man. Drive safe on your way up here, and we will see you tonight, sir.
Guys, thank you so much. And please come out to the show. I don't have too many of these left in this old body, so please come out and let me lay it out for you guys one more time. And have a great show, and hey, let's segue to Rhino. I know he's coming on, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's coming up in the next segment. Thank you so much, Danny.
Got it.
All right.
Yeah, look at him.
All right. We got to go to break, but that very, very cool. Danny Doering. I'm very excited to see him. He's a great wrestler and a great guy and very helpful, and we got to get out of here. We got to go to break so we can get Rhino on the flip side. You are listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
If Sunday he steps inside this cage and I beat him again, then the sound you will hear at that moment will not just be the roar of the crowd. No, the sound, that roar, Paul, will be Brock Lesnar's mystique flying out the window along with your meal ticket.
You know, Mark, you may be the strongest man in the world, but you're obviously not the brightest.
Hey, this is Rhino, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I am the Cash Man here with Danger Boy, Jay-Z, and the Artiste, and you. And we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old-Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Join us tomorrow night for WWE's Extreme Rules pay-per-view. That's tomorrow, May 19th, at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastern Grove. We're going to be hosting it. There'll be drink specials and prizes all night long. That's tomorrow night, WWE's Extreme Rules pay-per-view. Come join us. And I missed a birthday. You know his birthday? Reggie Jackson. He's in town today. That's right. Must kill the queen. I mean, if you remember.
Oh, God.
You know what that's from, right?
Naked Gun.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's Naked Gun, right? Yeah.
Must kill the queen. I wonder if he gets mad if you say that to him.
Someone should find out tonight.
No,
he's
gonna
in town.
There's the Max Field of Dreams is tonight.
Is Daryl Strawberry going to be there?
There's like a lot of stuff going on tonight. You got a Rhinos game. You've got the Pepsi Max Field of Dreams over here. You've got the NWA New York's 10th Anniversary Anarchy.
Are there still tickets to that Pepsi Max thing or no? It's sold out, right?
I'm not sure.
I don't think it is.
No.
It was close, but I don't think it ever did.
Mm. Yeah, so there's lots of stuff going on tonight. Of course, we're promoting NWA New York's 10th Anniversary Anarchy. And we got Rhino calling us any minute now. But before we go to Rhino, we will do some news because there's been lots of news this past week. Yeah.
Such as?
I dropped my microphone. Sorry. It's interesting. We talked a little bit about... you may have noticed, you know, because of Ziggler's head injury, he's out of the match. We talked about it last week about how that was a bad thing.
Yeah.
And how, you know, we weren't sure what the repercussions were going to be. Well, obviously, we know now. He's not going to be in the pay-per-view.
Well, it's important that they kept him off, obviously. Yeah,
but now we get Jack Swagger versus Alberto Del Rio in a contenders match, Extreme Rules. And the winner will get... And what is it again they're doing? Is it Last Man Standing? No, what is
it?
I Quit match. That's right.
You know, if Swagger plays his cards right, he could screw up with Alberto Del Rio, and then they have nobody else to go to but him.
I think that's slowly looking like it's happening. You know, I mean, you know, as much as we thought he was being punished for his marijuana bust, you know, I don't know. he may hold that title, you know.
Oh boy.
Yeah, that's pretty scary. But so look for them two to be on. They changed that match, and what was it? Oh, yeah, it's an I Quit Contenders match. Every match has a weird stipulation, except for, I think, the United States title match between Dean Ambrose and Kofi Kingston.
Oh, don't worry. That'll be on the pre-show.
No.
They might change that to a ladder match, though, because they don't have a ladder match.
Oh, that's right. They've lost the ladder match now. So maybe, yeah, I was going to say, because the only pre-show match is The Miz and Cody Rhodes, and I think that's two pay-per-views in a row that both those guys have been on
what
the pre-show.
What did they do?
Wow.
What did The Miz do to them?
What did Antonio Cesaro do?
The Miz, the most must-see pre-show superstar in WWE history.
Am I the only one that sees the entire Shield having titles at the end of the night?
Oh, that would be awesome.
I don't think so.
But I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they're going to. I'm pretty sure they'll take the tag titles, and I'm pretty sure Dean Ambrose will beat Kofi Kingston.
Okay, I can see that.
You want to give us a call? 222-1280, star 1280. Is this Pat from Henrietta?
Yeah. Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's happening, man?
Not too bad. Hey, I just want to get a chance. I don't know if I just was able to end the show because I was working. I don't know if you guys get a chance. Check out the Kobashi retirement mansion ceremony from last week. Some really good stuff. It's up on YouTube.
That's right. Kenta Kobashi retired, and he was, you might remember him from Ring of Honor, as well as, where else did we see him before?
Japan?
Yeah, he, oh, yeah, he's in, of course, Japan.
No. No, really? With a name like Kobashi, I would expect
he was a champ. He was a Ring of Honor champion, right?
Was he?
He won the Ring of Honor championship, didn't he?
No, that was,
oh, I know Kenta was.
He kind of looks like Dusty Rhodes. Not Marufuji, but the other guy. I have to ask my buddy Gilligan.
Okay.
Your Pelican?
Skipper.
Yeah, my service Pelican.
Is this like the Flintstones or something?
Oh, no. Everybody's got service dogs. I got myself a service Pelican.
Okay, Pat. I'm going to definitely check out
I think
the.
I think gets it.
I do get it.
Yeah, yeah. Jay-Z gets a lot of stuff that people don't get most of the time anyway.
I don't get anything.
And sometimes, sometimes Jay-Z says stuff that everyone like looks at him cross-eyed over, you know? It's like,
yeah, but there's at least one guy out there laughing. So.
Okay, well, you're entertaining to one person.
They're like, I know what that guy's talking about.
Yeah, hey.
But, yeah.
Quest.
But the fans, if you get a chance, I mean, check out the Samoa Joe Kenta Kobashi from, I think it was 2006. Where he threw like 100 chops in a row.
Yeah, that's right. And he also didn't he have some classic matches with Daniel Bryan too? I know he did the Joe Hour match. I know that. I remember he came into the Ring of Honor and did a slew of matches with.
I think it was there was a tag match with them.
Yeah.
The next night in Philadelphia at the Armory.
Well, would
I think she just watched it, too, about a couple months ago. I can't remember the name of the show. I think it's called Unforgettable.
Joe and Kobashi from the Armory in Philly? Is that what we were just talking about?
Yes, yeah.
I was there for that. That was fantastic.
Yeah,
if that's on YouTube, I'm going to go watch it.
It's a 31-minute match.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on Vimeo, actually. Yeah, I just found it.
Nice.
Hey, Pat, thanks for calling, brother.
Take care, guys.
You take it easy. We got to wait for Mr. Rhino to give us a ring. Because he's coming. He's right. Yes, I get it. I told you, everybody, it's going to be Rhino. He's coming. I mean, if Danny Doring didn't already spoil it for you.
Now, when you go through your phone book looking to call Rhino, is it RHYNO or RHINO?
I think it's under
maybe
both.
That's the discrepancy.
All we know is that he's in the phone book, so he's somebody, like the jerk.
I'm somebody. All right. 222-1280 Star Toys.
We're doing some old movies.
We've got Rob from Spencerport. Rob, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing this morning? Hey, quick information for you.
Yes.
If you go on PWInsider.com,
okay,
they have a preview. I think it's Dragon Gate USA is going to be starting a channel for people who have the Roku player.
Oh, yeah, I saw something about that. Dragon Gate USA, of course, is the one, the combination of Dragon Gate from Japan, and there's the USA-based promo, which, Jay-Z, you went and saw a bunch of shows, didn't you?
No. I went and saw New Japan over here, but Dragon Gate is just, I mean...
When Gabe was working with Ring of Honor, he's the one who did the combination with Dragon Gate. They had a bunch of shows together. And so they're doing a TV station. That's pretty cool. And what's that? What'd you say it was on again? The
Roku.
It's basically...
Roku. But one thing, too, on the PW Insider website, they've got a link to an hour preview, and one of the matches is Daniel Bryan Bryan Danielson. Let's get it right.
Sure.
Who?
I don't know who he's facing, but I just watched that match, and oh, my God.
He is the best thing that ever happened to the WWE.
He was wrestling a paper bag,
long.
And that's good enough.
Him and Punk.
Yeah. He was a guy who was even prominent on the indies before Punk, I think, and he just knew no one ever thought his style would ever make it to the WWE, and he did convert his style.
His style and his size were the
his
exactly
size.
The yeah, same, the si- though. If you watch Daniel Bryan on the WWE and you've never seen a match of his from Dragon Gate or ROH or something, you really need to do yourself a favor.
Yeah, yeah. You like those matches he did with Punk last year? Definitely go check out.
I remember sitting in a Ramada in Philly watching a 90-plus minute match between Danielson and Austin Aries, and you're not going to see something like that on Monday Night Raw.
Definitely. Hey, Rob, thanks for the call, buddy.
You got it. Thanks.
Thank you very much. And, you know, did he say Goku? Is that something you throw out, of your Pokeball Haiku, and comes out?
No, Goku's on Dragon Ball Z.
Is that a kind of poem?
Okay. No, Roku. It's like, yeah, it is kind of a poem. 757, I think, is the...
it's a haiku.
Okay.
I passed poetry class, actually, in college.
All right. Well, we got some more news waiting. I guess maybe Rhino's not going to make it in, but I know that he's probably in transit right now, so that could be... He's definitely going to be there tonight, too. He's he's taking on in the main event of the show tonight, Rob.
Muscle Marcos, the NWA New York heavyweight champion, who comes in at an alleged 265 pounds. You can be the judge of that when you see the person.
Well. I will tell you something, folks. Go and like NWA New York on Facebook and look at the videos they put out, their top 10 for the 10 years that they have been doing this. And some of them are some great videos and some great memories if you've been going, if you've gone to any of the local shows in the last 10 years at all. There's even, I loved, my favorite one of them was with the 2CW, the 2CW invasion. Mm-hmm. Did you see that one, Mr. Artiste?
I haven't seen that video yet. Whoa. I saw some of the video clips and I remember the invasion quite well.
Some other news before we go to break real quick. Big E Langston and Mark Henry are most likely going to have a strongman versus strongman competition at SummerSlam. You know, but look at Mark Henry's pulling two trucks at the same time.
I don't need to see a tug of war sandwiched between recap videos on Monday Night Raw. Well, I want to see a wrestling match.
Hey, listen. This is called the bathroom break beer run match.
You could be.
I save that for
you
the
could
Divas
do that
match.
Every.
I mean, no.
Now the
Bellas are in.
Oh, God. It's a long show. You can look, but you can't touch.
All right. He's shaking now. It's awesome.
Oh my gosh.
I think there's some psychological damage
there.
Yeah, be careful listening to the same.
51 times.
And that's a 3-minute.
That's almost 12,000 seconds.
And it's a 3-minute song, right?
Kim Sazi singing the song. We looked up the artist.
Can we get that from YouTube?
I
will have it for you next week. It'll be every bumper music. One last piece of news before we go to break. WWE Hall of Famers Ric Flair and Rowdy Roddy Piper will appear on ABC's Celebrity Wife Swap on Sunday, June 23rd.
Wait. Yeah, this is happening. It's going to be awesome.
Ric Flair and Roddy Piper. I didn't know Ric Flair's married. Didn't he go through his last marriage?
I don't know.
Maybe this is what ended it.
Selecting for Roddy Piper.
So write that down in your calendar. We're going to break. You're listening to Bang Click on Sports 1280 WHTK. Welcome back to the Pain Click. I am the Cash Man here with the Artiste, Jay-Z, and Danger Boy. And joining us on the phone right now is a multi-time champion in ECW, WWE, and TNA. This man is still the reigning ECW World Heavyweight and ECW TV title holders. That's only if you ignore the WWE, ECW portion of that promotion. He's in Rochester tonight wrestling at NWA New York's 10th Anniversary Anarchy. If you hear gore, 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 you know it's our next guest, Rhino. Rhino, thank you so much for the time today.
Well, thank you, and what an introduction. I got to hire you and have you introduce me every match I have.
That'd be cool. I could be like Steve Carino's old introduction guy, you know, with a tie, and they come in, and then you can throw the Japanese streamers and everything everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Very cool. I remember meeting you in ECW when you were Steve Carino's rookie monster. Man, if you could go back, if you could go back in time and warn yourself of something, what would it be now?
Leave Carino sooner than what I did. he was a drag on my career. I could have went a lot further than what I did.
I like
Steve. I like to joke around with him. I'm actually in Ring of Honor. We're together again. So, but not in the wrestling ring. Not outside.
Sure. Now you worked in WWE TNA and in Japan recently, and recently Ring of Honor. You just started, or you're with them, three different companies in three different places. You like anything about Ring of Honor better than when you were working in WWE and TNA?
I like Ring of Honor because you got a lot of young talent, and that's especially tonight at the show. You know, the stars of tomorrow you see today, and the stars of yesterday and today. And if you want to classify me as one of those. You get to see them live, and it's fun going out and seeing the young, hungry talent. And that's what Ring of Honor's about, and especially tonight working in Rochester. That's what that locker room's all about: young, hungry talent.
Yeah, that's right. And then they've been doing this for 10 years, and so a lot of some of those companies can't say they've been around that long. That's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. In the 10th anniversary, every show you go out and you try to do your best, but when it's an anniversary show, you pull out all the stops and, you know, just go out there, and it's going to be a hell of a show tonight.
We're very excited. Now, you left TNA in 2010 rather quickly. You were there when the influx of Hogan and the Bischoff era started. They have any bearing on you leaving, or were you ready to go before they came?
Well, no, I wanted to finish out my contract. Actually, they fired me. Because I think what they wanted to do is they wanted to redo their contract deal, you know, and they wanted basically if they didn't use you, then they wouldn't pay you. But there's no need for a contract like that. And I didn't have a big contract or anything. I was paying my bills, paying my taxes, and that was about it. I mean, there's no hard feelings, but I think, you know, I gave them 7 years of my life. And to try and do something like that, it's kind of like, you know, it's just bad business and bad karma. And I've always prided myself on being a good businessman, you know. So,
sure. Well, very
and not only a good talent.
Yes, without a doubt. You know, what...
You there?
Yeah, oh, sorry. Sorry. You know, well, you know what? I know you're busy, and we got to let you go. But I want to ask one last thing before we go. You got some acting, and you did some acting in 2011 with Death from Above. Anything you want to do some more of, maybe?
Yeah, you know, that was pretty fun. I was able to work with my buddy. He was the other biker. And, yeah, and anyways, it was a lot of fun. I'd like to do some of that stuff down the road. But my focus is on wrestling. I've always loved wrestling, and I'd be blessed if I can wrestle for another 10 years. And, you know, and that's, you know, that's my goal. Focus on wrestling, and if stuff like that comes up, you know, I'll probably take advantage of it.
Very cool. Well, I want folks to know that you can see Rhino tonight at NWA New York's 10th Anniversary Anarchy at the Eagles Club, 1200 Buffalo Road in Gates. Show starts at 6 with the doors opening at 5:30. I want to thank you so much for the time today, sir. We can't wait till you come to town. This is going to be a hot show tonight, so thank you.
Yeah, for sure, and thank you. And just to let your listeners know, the reason why we're burning through this interview is because I'm cutting through Canada from Detroit. And I have to cross the international border, and I don't want to get stopped for talking on the phone. Last thing I need to do is get a body cavity search. I'll show up to the building looking like Chuck and Billy.
Thank you so much for the time.
All right, thanks, guys. We'll wish me luck crossing the border.
Good luck, and we'll see you tonight, sir. Thanks. Thank you.
We'll see you tonight.
Yep.
Bye.
Wow.
I love that. That was fantastic.
That's going to get tweeted out.
Yeah. All right. You can tell, obviously, he was driving, but that was Rhino tonight. Don't miss the show. Do not miss it tonight. You got Rhino, Danny Doring in town. Always a lot of surprises.
I wonder if his passport says R-H-Y-N-O or R-H-I-N-O.
Oh, you know, you could have asked him that.
Shoot.
Oh,
I'm sure it probably says Terrence.
Yeah, he did introduce himself to me as Terry Guerin. That very cool. We got a huge show tonight. We got a little bit more time here to do some news. Want to talk a little, someone want to bring up that Austin Aries story there real quick?
Oh,
there was there's something Austin Aries kind of had a faux pas, we'll say, 2 weeks ago at the TNA show. It was at Waco, Texas.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Was it Austin Aries' fault? Someone's Christy Hemme.
She messed up the ring announcer.
Yeah, she introduced the wrong team when they were coming out.
Aries and Rude as bad influence of Daniels and Kazarian.
Yes, then Aries took umbrage with that. And decided to do to basically push her into the corner of the ring, stand on the corner with his pelvis facing her.
And thrust.
I've watched it. I've watched it over. Yeah. You can see it on YouTube. You can watch it on DVR. Actually, you can download it off the Action. What was that Dave called with last week about? Said you can go to if you have a DVR through Time Warner, they have an Action channel where you can download TNA shows.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he mentioned
not
that.
Not the WWE app, though.
No. Oh, yeah, that's a new way of watching TV.
So Austin Aries.
You brainwashed people.
Austin Aries got they said punished, we'll say, but we're not really sure of the punishment.
He's going to get fined. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, and the thing is about the deal, and it's sad, and it is, I watched it, and it's, I mean, I know she messed up, and he was playing the heel. He was playing the heel. I think it was part of his character.
I didn't see him thrust. That was the thing.
Well, he got up on the ropes, and he was holding up, you know, he was doing the thing in the corner, but I didn't see the thrust either, but she was still between him and the corner. So there's not a lot of room when you're climbing the ropes and there's a girl, there's a girl standing.
Jungle region.
It would not be an issue if it was if this was pre-planned. And Christy kind of laughed a little bit when it first started, but
now she's having nightmares.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I'd love to get her full side of the story because she's ring announcing and she's facing the hard cam, and I know she's got an earpiece in, so maybe somebody else really caused the mistake, but. If you're the ring announcer and you see like a Titantron or a Dixietron,
at least know the music. The music.
And you see
the
people walking out. Like that's a big mistake to make on worldwide television as well. Yeah. So it's not like she was 100% perfect in all of this, but that doesn't defend what Aries did.
No.
If Aries had approval ahead of time, it wouldn't be a big deal at all. I mean, back in the Attitude Era and stuff.
Sure.
But, I mean, Spike TV was not happy.
Yeah, it wasn't just TNA that says something. It was also Spike TV.
Yeah, Spike TV.
That's where it really
And it was because Mark Madden has a big radio show in Pittsburgh and was like trumpeting what happened to anybody who would listen, and it kind of picked up fire on Twitter, and that's kind of what... I mean, they said it was the punishment was done immediately, so we saw it live. He mentioned it the next day. The punishment was probably already done at that point. I mean, they're still in the four. They're having, at Slammiversary, they're having a four-way tag team match, which actually, it sounds like a pretty great match. I'm kind of looking for. And James Storm has a mystery partner, which, I don't even want to go. Where
Come on, Chris Harris.
Braden Walker. WWE Hall of Famer, Braden Walker.
He's got more mentions on WWE TV this year than a lot of people.
Thank you, John Cena, for mentioning Braden Walker every 3 seconds. but he does. He mentions Braden Walker a lot, right in the middle of the ring. So that's the big deal that was going on with this. We probably should have mentioned it last week because we would have seen it. I mean, I definitely had seen it. I just didn't. I thought it was just a simple mistake. I didn't realize that there was any sort of sexual harassment going on.
Probably a lot of people that watching it live thought it was part of the show.
Yeah. Without a doubt, because
and
he was healing
then
out.
Then it came out, but it wasn't.
They had the camera on him when all of a sudden when she said it, and you saw him do the head turn like the heel, like. You know, he did like the what, you know, and then he marched down to the ring before she even finished to confront her.
I mean, as a heel tag team, they absolutely should have done something. He should not have done exactly what he did in a sexual harassment or harassment.
Which would have been better.
But for them to be on the stage and to give her crap for it, that's the right thing to do. Just not at that level.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. Well, you know what? We're at the end of the show, so. Join us tomorrow night for WWE's Extreme... Wait a second.
Austin Aries will not be there standing
in Extreme
your
Rules
face.
Tomorrow at Salvatore's The Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road. Tonight, NWA New York's 10th anniversary Anarchy. See Danny Doring going to the Hall of Fame. See Rhino take on Mean Marcos. That ought to be something interesting, huh? And we will see you all next week. Thank you for listening. And take it easy, and don't forget to feel the pain for life.